This is Danny Goodman saying hello for the Camel Caravan. We're still in Chicago, and it's still great to be playing for the old hometown. We have something to say in the way of a surprise to you later on. But right now, we've got another one of those hot tunes that's had so much to do with Chicago jazz. It's a great old-timer, Beautiful Chain.
Your dog have something important in common, a complicated nervous system. But the dog is kinder to his nerves. He barks a while, he rests a while. He plays a while, he rests a while. And you? Well, you probably work all day without a let up. It's enough to make anybody nervous. So start right now to be considerate of your nerves. Let up. Light up a Camel. Smokers find Camel's costlier tobaccos soothing to the nerves. Did you notice that I said costlier tobaccos? That's important, for Camels are a matchless blend of finer, more expensive tobaccos, Turkish and domestic. Here is a cigarette that stands apart in its quality, in its mildness. Millions of smokers find that there's more joy in living when they light up a Camel.
Gone and done it again. Let's start looking, cause I lost my yellow basket. A little girlie picked it it up and put it in her pocket. She's trucking on down the avenue without a single thing to do. She was peck, peck, pecking all around when she spied it on the ground. She took it, she took it, took my yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I shall die. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be.
Some years ago, one of the great hits in popular music was a little tune called You're Driving Me Crazy. We just had a new arrangement made, and kids, it kind of rocks. Here it is.
A cigarette has got to be good to be as popular as Camels are. Give Camels a fair trial and see if you don't enjoy them too. Just smoke 6 packs of Camels and find out why they are the largest selling cigarette in America. You'll find that there's more joy in smoking, more joy in living when you light up a Camel. It's the Benny Goodman Trio with Benny on clarinet, Teddy Wilson at the piano, and Lionel Hampton on the drums. The tune, I Surrender, Dear.
Thank you.
Tonight, the Camel Caravan Spotlight swings to a man who's not a member of the band, but who still has one of the most important jobs in it, the arranger. Tonight is our guest, Fletcher Henderson, who's made some of the best arrangements in our books. Come on out, Smack. Fletcher? Fletcher, I think a lot of the people would be interested in knowing just how an arrangement comes to be. Let's take Irving Berlin's Blue Sky. That's one of your best ones, I think. How did you start with that?
Well, Benny, of course, the first thing is the melody. Let's take it just as it's written. It goes like this.
Okay, Paderewski, you've got it. Where do we go from there?
Well, that's Mr. Berlin's idea, but we want to make it swing it. We want to swing it something like this. Well, Benny, you can't do it so well with a piano. Can I borrow the band from you for a few moments?
Sure, Smack, they're all yours.
All right, now first let's take the brass section. This is what I wrote for the brass. That's the part the brass is playing. While they're doing that, the trumpets, the saxes, rather, are playing something else underneath. Benny, would you mind running the saxes through that part alone?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Snake. Now, suppose we put those two together right now.
Okay, now the brass and the saxes. There's one other thing we got to add, though, Benny.
You wouldn't be talking about the rhythm section now, would you, Fletcher?
That's it. We got rhythm.
All right.
All you gotta do now is play it.
All right, coming up. Wait a minute. Hold on. Fletcher, you told us all about arranging Blue Skies, but where did that introduction come from? What's that got to do with Blue Skies?
Well, Benny, I'm surprised
at
you. That's the storm.
That's the what?
That's the storm. It's Blue Skies from now on.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fletcher. Thanks a lot. And now Teddy, Lionel, Davy, and myself are going to hang ourselves right out on a limb. This is a quartet number, and we don't know what we're going to play yet. So we thought we'd let the audience choose it, providing it's something we haven't played before. And we'll play it as we go along. Now, what would you like to hear? What would you like to hear? Let's hear it. I think we caught you by surprise, but I think I heard Some of These Days over there. So, Teddy, why don't you take it, huh?
An ace telegraph operator with Western Union often works under heavy nervous tension. He tells us what he does to give his nerves a rest every now and then in these words.
Instead of letting my nerves become upset or jumpy, I take a short breathing spell from time to time. I let up and light up a candle. There's no sense, I figure, in having my nerves get all wound up when it's so easy to light up a camel.
Thank you, George Erickson, for reminding us that light up a camel is a grand idea for putting more enjoyment into each day, and a grand way to give our nerves a rest. You are one of many smokers who find that Camel's costlier tobaccos are soothing to the nerves. Right now, it's our swing sweetheart, Martha Tilton, confessing all. She steps right out in front of all of these people, heads for a microphone, and then says, I used to be colorblind.
be colorblind till I met you, and now I find there's green in the grass, there's gold in the moon, there's blue in the sky. That semicircle that was always hanging above, it's not a storm cloud, it's a rainbow. You brought the colors out. Believe me, it's really true. Till I met you, I never knew a setting sun could have such beautiful skies. I never knew there were such lovely colors. And the big surprise is the red in your teeth, the gold in your hair, the blue in your eyes. Believe me, it's really true. Till I met you, I never knew a setting sun could have such beautiful skies. I never knew there were such lovely colors, and the big surprise is the red in your cheeks, the gold in your hair, the blue in your eyes.
Our Chicago fans chose their own favorite last week, and they called out tonight's quartet number. So we figured it would be okay if this week's choice was ours. Miss Tilton, will you speak for the Camel Caravan?
Indeed I will, Mr. Goodman. Next, Big John Special.
Thank you. kid. Hope you liked the show. If you did, come back for more next week. Danny Goodman saying goodnight for Camels and all the gang.
The Camel Caravan will come to you next week at this same time from Kansas City. Until then, the caravan rolls on with Benny Goodman and the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and your swing sweetheart, Martha Tilton. All brought to you by the makers of Camel cigarettes. And remember, Camels set you right. Dan Seymour speaking.
How does a pipe smoker choose his tobacco? Well, some men say on mildness. Some say that fragrance and aroma are what they want. Others look for rich, mellow taste. Many men are fussy about having their tobacco cut so as to burn slow and cool. Well, they're all right. And there's one tobacco that has all these features. Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoker. There's no other tobacco like it. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.